Tyrion had skewered a chunk of meat on the point of his dagger and brought it to his mouth. Now he lowered it. "The vanguard," he repeated dubiously. Either his lord father had a new respect for Tyrion's abilities, or he'd decided to rid himself of his embarrassing git for good. Tyrion had the gloomy feeling he knew which.
"They seem ferocious enough," Sir Kevin said.
"Ferocious!"
Tyrion realized he was echoing his uncle like a trained bird. His father watched, judging him, weighing every word.
"Let me tell you how ferocious they are. Last night, a moon brother stabbed a stone crow over a sausage. So today, as we made camp, three stone crows seized the man and opened his throat for him. Perhaps they were hoping to get the sausage back, I couldn't say. Bronn managed to keep Shagga from chopping off the dead man's cock, which was fortunate, but even so, Ulf is demanding blood money, which Conn and Shagga refuse to pay.
When soldiers lack discipline, the fault lies with their Lord Commander," his father said.
His brother Jamie had always been able to make men follow him eagerly, and die for him if need be. Tyrion lacked that gift. He bought loyalty with gold, and compelled obedience with his name.
"A bigger man would be able to put fear in them. Is that what you're saying, my lord?"